talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
My wife, she says every day is our Valentine's Day. Because I ask her, can we have a good time on Valentine's Day? She says, I'm busy.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I'm doing so well on my weather reports, especially when it's a bad weather headed your way, like blizzards, hurricanes, rainstorms, and stuff like that. I like to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day of the year 2017. Thank you very much. I'm Frankie McDonald. Valentine's Day 2017. Take care.
Valentine's Day. Masturbation is gonna happen.
It's okay. I really don't care about Valentine's.
But you're a lady, right? Why haven't I seen pictures of you as a baby?
And now.
Valentine's Day. Masturbation happens.
Our feature presentation.
That was sad. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday, the 14th of February. What's up, you guys?
Love. Just so much love.
Just love.
Yeah.
Are you more free today than most days, or is it about the same, Allie?
It's hurtful, Bean.
Happy Valentine's Day, Allie.
Hey, thanks, Bean. Same to you, even though I know every day is Valentine's.
Well, every day is Valentine's Day. I mean, to me, it's like no difference.
Right.
It's just another day in February.
Well, you're the most romantic person ever.
Thank you. Is your wife in town?
I gotta check. I think she is.
Okay. You have to check.
I think she's here.
Who has to check if she's in town?
I haven't seen her. I gotta go through her people. I gotta find out.
Wow.
Through her representatives, what her schedule is.
Does sound like a super romantic household.
Well, it's just like every day.
Yeah.
She may be making an appearance. I'm not 100% sure. So.
Nice.
Anyway, It is Tuesday. It is Valentine's Day, and I do have a great story to get us started.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. Sorry.
Mind.
Yeah, we don't want to start saying it wrong because when Rudy comes in later, he'll put us on blast if we don't know how to pronounce Valentine's Day. You probably saw this headline. I don't know if you clicked on it, about this guy whose obituary in Galveston a lot of people are talking about. Did you read it? Have you seen it?
No. I haven't seen the headline either.
Look.
It's obituary of this guy.
Well, you know, I have a lot of news alerts for obituaries, and we're all going to die at some point, and except for Kirk Douglas, and it's going to be up to the friends and family we leave behind to say and write things about us.
Mm-hmm.
And do you ever think about that? Do you ever think about what your legacy is going to be?
No, not one time.
How people will remember you, and if people are going to come out and oh, Kevin, he was a dick. I mean, aren't you worried about kind of?
I mean, I assume that. Once you assume that, you're free.
Because that's a good point. You always expect the worst. You're rarely disappointed.
Right.
And a lot of times people tend to, you know, even if there were rough patches in a family relationship, people tend to put that aside when it comes to the obituary because, you know what? Grandpa's dead. He touched me when I was a kid. He's dead now.
I don't think
that. Whatever it is. That's just an example. But I'm saying you don't put that in the obituary.
This is going to be a good show.
I don't know what's in this obituary if this is where his mind is.
Right?
What I'm saying is usually that's the kind of ugly family business that stays within the family or close friends. It's not the type of thing you put in the newspaper for everybody to read. That's my only point.
Right.
All right. So here it is. Leslie Ray Popeye Charping, so his name's Leslie Ray Charping, his nickname was Popeye, was born in Galveston on November 20th, 1942, and passed away January 30th, 2017, which was 29 years longer than expected and much longer than he deserved.
Oh man. So Leslie's mad.
Leslie battled with cancer in his later years and lost his battle ultimately due to being the horse's ass that he was known for.
Popeye.
He leaves behind two relieved children.
Relieved!
A son, Leslie Ray Charping, and his daughter, Sheila Smith, along with six grandchildren and countless other victims, including an ex-wife, relatives, friends, neighbors, doctors, nurses, and random strangers. I mean, rough, right?
Who's writing this?
It doesn't say somebody in the family.
Why's it got to be the daughter?
What?
At a young age, what he said. Leslie quickly became a model example of bad parenting, with a complete commitment to drinking, drugs, womanizing, and being generally offensive. Leslie enlisted to serve in the Navy, but not so much in a brave and patriotic way, but more as a plea deal to escape sentencing on criminal charges. While enlisted, Leslie was the Navy boxing champion, but went on to sufficiently embarrass his family and country.
Wow.
I mean, this is Knives Out, right?
Right.
Leslie was surprisingly intelligent. However, he lacked ambition and motivation to do anything more than being reckless, wasteful, squandering the family savings, and fantasizing about get-rich-quick schemes. His hobbies included being abusive to his family, expediting trips to heaven for the beloved family pets. What?
Oh, no.
Man.
And fishing, which he was less skilled than previously mentioned. Leslie's life served no other obvious person. He did not contribute to society. He did not serve his community. He possessed no redeeming qualities besides quick-witted sarcasm, which was amusing during his sober days. Last paragraph. With Leslie's passing, he will be missed only for what he never did, being a loving husband, father, and good friend. No services will be held. There will be no prayers for eternal peace. There will be no apologies to the families he tortured.
Wow.
Leslie's remains will be cremated and kept in the barn until Ray, the family donkey's wood shavings, run out. You following that?
They're going to sprinkle Popeye in the barn.
Yes, in the barn after they run out of shavings for their donkey. Oh. Leslie's passing proves that evil does in fact die and hopefully marks a time of healing and safety for all. You guys.
I mean.
Popeye was a dick.
He was a dick.
Wow. But again, even so, you don't usually see that.
Right. Do you think that is helping them grieve, or it's just there's so much anger there? Do you get over that?
I feel like the entire family sat around and just started drinking and laughing.
Let's
put that in there. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So you think this is some sort of sweet revenge to a man that was just made their lives miserable, and this was their final way to get back in?
I would guess.
Get a little bit off their chest. I don't.
I hope they put all of that on his headstone.
It's very expensive.
It is, but worth it.
That's not how you want to be remembered, you guys.
No.
To quote a great man, that's no way to live a life.
Right?
What was the expedited pets to heaven?
I don't like that at all.
Oh, he killed dogs.
I hope that's not true.
Yes.
I hope they just mean he stepped.
I hope nothing that said was true. But
yeah,
I get the feeling that maybe it was.
Yeah, I don't think they make that up about somebody that was beloved.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
It's slow. Let me warn you. But I like it.
Rodney's warning people that it's slow. We have your tickets for Coachella, 3-day passes on today's Kevin and Bean Show. We have Rudy, as Bean mentioned, coming in to give us some Valentine's Day advice.
Mm-hmm.
He insists on...
He knows how to treat a lady. Look how long he and Sad Girl have been together.
Right? The Bachelor Report.
Oh, I can't wait.
Because it is Tuesday morning. We have... thanks for that tweet, Bean.
How dare you?
Can't wait for that as well.
How dare you?
We have your WWE tickets, and we've got comedian Bill Burr. One of the best in the business in studio today. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. Little C's Alternative Rock. This is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 5:52.
Speaking of No Doubt, I think we got Dream Car coming in a couple weeks.
Correct.
The new Bro Doubt, right? They're coming in to world premiere a brand new song for us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And I believe, if I remember the schedule correctly, Incubus is going to be here this week doing the same thing.
Thursday morning.
Yep. On Thursday, yeah. So a lot of good stuff coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here now. Time for a first look at the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday morning. Good morning, Ralph.
Speaking of good stuff, Get Out! Right?
Get Out.
We just got here.
Get Out!
Is that like Sit Down?
Oh, wait a minute. I understand the confusion now. Get Out is the name of a motion picture.
Oh,
yeah!
That's crazy.
You guys thought I was telling you to get out.
This
well, don't get out.
Success.
Get in to this special screening of Get Out.
You're all going to die tonight.
Let's do the whole show like it's 1963. Come on, wouldn't it be fun?
No.
Oh. Get Out, of course, brought to you by Jordan Peele, the creative mind from Key and Peele. He wrote and directed this film. Yeah, it looks terrific. Allison Williams stars Lakeith Stanfield also in the film. If you'd like to see the very special K-Rock advanced screening of Get Out that we're having on February 21st at the AMC Burbank, why don't you give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers through at that number will get a pair of passes to go see Get Out. And then the movies and theaters everywhere on the 23rd. But you'll see it on the 21st, so call now. I like to give something out early sometimes because people have to get up this time of day.
You poor bastards.
Just living a life of hell. So I want to turn down the heat a little bit in hell. Hey, happy Valentine's Day! Yeah. How are all my Valentines?
Are we your Valentines?
Hell yes, you are.
Who knew?
So drop them. Let's get it on.
We're not good then, in answer to your question.
I just want to give you a heads up. Dunkin' Donuts is offering heart-shaped donuts today.
Aw.
So if you're a cheap bastard and you want to get something for your Valentine, you can go get a heart-shaped donut.
Scratch off heart-shaped donut.
Come on. Chocolate-covered raspberry heart. A brownie batter crumble. Yum.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
Yeah. You know what the top 10 most romantic movies of all time are, Kevin?
Top
you're not
10
like
most romantic.
I'm telling you right now, you're not going to like
what, it. What, are they all old movies?
Yeah, most for the most part. But Red Book Magazine released a list just for Valentine's Day. If you want to snuggle up with your loved one and pop in a movie, these are the top 10 most romantic movies in history.
Fatal Attraction.
That would not be, I think, romantic so much as it would be horrifying and
so
deadly.
Not a...
Pretty Woman is 10th on the list. What's more romantic than a whore?
Yeah.
Who gets hired by a rich guy to hang out. And then he gives her a necklace.
More ways than one.
Yeah.
Sure does.
So that's 10th on the list. Ghost. What's more romantic than your loved one being dead?
Right.
And pushing a penny up a wall. Right? Say Anything. That is kind of romantic. He's out there with that boombox.
Sure.
That one, holds up, I think.
Yeah. When Harry Met Sally. Number six, seven on the list. The Way We Were. Ah, Streisand and Redford. Damn, that's a good movie. Sidney Pollack directed. Oh, I love that. I'm going to go watch that right now. See ya. Bye.
Did the person who wrote the list, has he not been to the movies since the 90s?
Okay, Cranky Pants. What movie would you pick that's not here so far?
Pulp Fiction.
Right, sure, there's that. What's the most romantic movie of the past 10 years being that you can't live without?
Well, I'm not saying I can't live without, but I feel like the last 20 years are underrepresented. I mean, how about La La Land as a romantic movie for Valentine's Day?
Come
on. How about that?
The super Way We Were... Your girl is lovely, Hubble. That's
right?
One of the best moments, and Streisand.
It's a great movie.
Oh, yeah, for you, apparently. Apparently, you'd like to push it off the list and put something else on it.
I got no problem with that movie. I'm just saying.
La La Land.
Have they not made any romantic movies in the last 20 years?
Like The Holiday?
I'm not sure The Holiday.
The past 20 years have not been really good for blockbuster, smash hit, memorable, personal relationship movie.
Paul Blart Mall Cop.
See, this is what I'm talking about. The Cineplex are filled with Transformers and Mall Cop. Right?
What about that's on the list?
And maybe I'm just jumping the gun. Maybe it's on the list later. As an example, I'll tell you one that comes immediately to mind is Love Actually. What about Love Actually?
Love.
It's a great example of a very romantic movie from the last 15 years.
It's a Christmas movie. I'm sure it's on their Christmas list.
It's a romantic movie.
There's romance throughout it.
A lot of romance.
But don't you think it's thought
movie.
Of primarily as a Christmas movie?
Probably.
So if you're doing a list for Valentine's Day, I'm guessing that probably doesn't jump to mind.
Holiday probably doesn't either.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Got it.
Miracle right, on 34th Street.
Is it because it's Valentine's Day? Is Bean going to be chap-assed all day? Is
probably.
That what it is? Because he just
probably.
Hates it so much?
That's probably. A legitimate...
So we'll deal with Cranky Pants all day?
I've given two legitimate movies for this list. How about Notting Hill? While we're thinking about
Notting
those
Hill.
Love Actually type movies. How about Notting
that's
Hill?
That's a good one.
It doesn't compare to, let's say, Love Story, Dr. Zhivago, Breakfast at Tiffany's, Casablanca, or Gone with the Wind that are also on the list. These are epic, legendary, classic films.
These are sweeping tales.
These are monster, legendary films that were blockbuster hits.
Son of Flubber.
Right, exactly. That's my point. And what about just plain old Flubber? Why does the sun have to get all the love?
Did you say it, or did I miss it? Titanic.
That's not on this list, no.
Titanic!
Yeah, we heard you.
Is that not a blockbuster, all-time romantic movie?
I got a great idea. Why don't you write a strongly worded letter to Red Book Magazine and crawl out of my ass?
Guys,
I feel like Titanic would fit on that list.
Yeah, tell me I'm wrong that Titanic should be
legitimate.
On that list.
I'm going to tell you one more time. This list came from Red Book Magazine.
Right.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So
my mom.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, okay. I got no dog in this fight.
Okay.
So happy Valentine's Day, blow me.
Oh. I just like watched it. A lovely romantic movie the other day that I never saw. I think it's from 2008. Definitely Maybe with Ryan Reynolds and Isla Fisher.
And
anyone?
You think that's on the top 10 of all
no,
time?
No, I just wanted to mention there are some wonderful romantic movies that have come out.
I think they're looking for hits. That's what I'm guessing. Mm.
So Definitely Maybe.
No, I'm saying that one knew it existed until just now.
I didn't either.
Right.
It is lovely and I want everyone to check it out.
Top 10 romantic movies according to Red Book
Magazine. Give a call
right
now if you've seen Definitely Maybe.
1-800. Ace Ventura, pet detective. No?
Happy Valentine's Day, Ralph.
So hate you all. Today's celebrity birthdays.
But we're your Valentine's.
Not
remember?
Anymore.
Oh. Yeah,
comedian
said.
Teller, 69 years old today. 69, Teller. Mm-hmm. Simon Pegg. Ah, the Pegger. We love Simon Pegg around
thank
here.
You.
He's such a good dude. 47 years old
he
today.
He just goes by Pegging.
Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20, right?
I mean, yeah, that's his band.
I'm saying.
Right.
He's from that group.
And let's
yes.
not forget his work with Santana.
That one song?
That Smooth song, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, 45 years old today. Freddie Highmore. Oh, Freddie Highmore.
Freddie Highmore.
You know him from Bates Motel, of course, and Neverland. Very talented young actor, 25 years old today. And Danai Gurira. Danai Gurira. She plays Michonne on The Walking Dead.
All right.
39 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Our friend comedian Bill Burr joins us next hour on The Kevin and Bean Show. Don't forget, it's Tuesday. That means The Bachelor Report with Ralph and Petra is coming up just after 8. A lot of good stuff coming up. If you're a wrestling fan, this is your weekend, man. How about this for a twofer? WWE Live is happening at the Long Beach Entertainment Center. And then Monday Night Raw is in town at Staples Center. So John Cena's in town and Randy Orton, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, and all the rest, your favorite WWE superstars. We want to hook you up with tickets to both with a game that we like to call Bust a Move.
Let's get down now. Wrestling know-how. All the moves that make you say, oh, wow. WWE now, here's your chance. And all the wrestlers really wear tight pants. The Hulkster's the king. Come on and do your thing. And no, we don't want to see your ding-a-ling. You say you're a fan. It's time to prove. Come on, everybody. It's Bust a Move.
We don't really need the Hulkster for this, do we?
We do.
The Hulkster hosts? What are you talking about? He hosts. The Hulkster hosts.
This is his thing.
The Hulkster's not available today,
though.
This
is like his only specialty.
Come on, brother.
All right, you guys. Me, Hulkamania, is running wild, brother.
Now
let's
you're
play
going.
The game.
All
time
right.
for Bust a Move.
Now we're talking.
Here's the way the game is going to be played, you guys. I'm going to name a move. All you have to do is tell me what wrestler is famous for that move. If you're right, you go into the drawing, or do you win tickets? Which one is it?
Drawing.
I think you win tickets. I think we have four pairs, so I think you actually win tickets.
For WrestleMania, we have one pair.
Oh, all right. So you go to the draw.
Together,
it says four. It says four winners here. But okay, whatever you say. All right. Who's our first contestant, please?
First contestant.
Hulkamania is not running wild today, brother.
Our first contestant is Carlos in Hollywood. Hi, Carlos.
How you doing, guys? Good morning.
Hey, Carlos. Say hi to the Hulkster.
How you doing, brother?
All right. There we go. That's what I wanted.
Carlos is better.
anyone is better. All right, Carlos, here's the move. You tell me the wrestler. The DDT. The DDT.
Jake the Snake.
Yeah, there you go. That's right, brother.
Correct.
Very good.
Nicely done. Just bust the move. All right, you hold on. Let's go to Neil in Los Angeles. Hi, Neil.
Hey, what's going on?
Say hi to the Hulkster.
What up, brother?
All right, listen up. Here we go. The Superman punch. The Superman punch.
Batista?
I mean, that's Roman Reigns.
That was Roman Reigns, brother. Ali, what is the, what's the Superman punch? The Hulkster doesn't remember. He has brain injuries.
It's just a jumping cross-body right hand. Like, he just looks like the big Superman pose.
Okay. The Hulkster's been hit in the head too many times?
Hulkster's busy from spending so much time in court lately, losing a lot of lawsuits. Not been a good couple of years for the Hulkster.
Oh, the Hulk, you won.
Oh, did I win? I don't really pay attention to the news.
You won.
He's having a really bad run.
Am I still doing it with Bubba's girlfriend? I can't keep track.
That's what the lawsuit was.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Okay. I got to start paying attention.
All right. Let's go to Olivia in Lomita. Hi, Olivia.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going great, sister. How are you?
Not going well, if I could be honest.
All right, Lenny, this one's extra tough, but good luck. I'll give you the move. You tell me the wrestler. The Stone Cold Stunner.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
You think so?
Yes.
Just bust the move. Right.
If she didn't hear that one. Right?
Right.
All right. Next up is Chris in Anaheim. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
Say hi to the Hulkster.
How's it going, brother?
How you doing, brother?
Again, so much better than mine.
You want to host a game?
All right. Here's your move. The People's Elbow.
That would be The Rock.
That would be The Rock. Yes, you're right. Just bust the
move. How does the people's elbow go, Ellie?
He's going to take off his elbow pad and toss it into the crowd. Then he runs, bounces off the ropes, over the guy on the ground, then off the ropes again. And then he kicks his right leg up and drops his elbow into the man's heart.
That sounds pretty fun.
Yeah.
This is the worst.
Here's the best. Josh in Los Angeles. Hi.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Josh, how's it going for you, brother? Hey, you need a loan? Call 1-800-LOAN-MART.
All right.
Not the time.
Right. Here's your move. The Brogue Kick. The Brogue Kick.
The Brogue Kick. I'm going to say the Brogue Kick is Sheldon Benjamin.
I'm sorry. My research tells me that's incorrect. It was Sheamus. Sheamus is the bro kick. What is that, Ellie? How's it bro
basically
kick?
Basically a bicycle kick to the
okay.
head.
To the head. All right. I think we got time for no more, but let's do at least one.
Let's do Eric in Huntington Beach. Hi.
How's it going, guys?
What's going on, brother? How you feeling?
Pretty good.
WWE this weekend. Here we go. The move is the Tombstone Pile Driver. The Tombstone Pile Driver.
The Undertaker.
Yes. Nicely done. Let's do another one.
Yeah, let's.
Let's keep going. Who's with me?
I mean, because it's my favorite move coming up.
Hulkster's got to go. He's very
Tom
busy.
Tom in Montebello. Sorry, Hulkster. Just one more. Hello, Tom.
Woo. What's up?
All right, Tom, listen up. Here's your move. You tell me the wrestler. It's the stink face. The stink face.
That is Rikishi.
Yeah.
That is nicely done.
Allie, I don't want to know, but how does the stink face go?
Hey, Hulk.
What?
You said that you were talking this bean again. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Allie, I don't want to know. How's the stink face go?
It's basically you rubbing your butt in the opponent's face. You're going to humiliate
like
him. However, sometimes they did fart.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Rikishi. I don't like it. All right. Eric is in the drawing. Chris is in the drawing. Olivia's in the drawing. Carlos in the drawing. Chip, who are our winners, please, for the WWE prize package with the Long Beach Entertainment Center this Sunday? WWE Monday Night Raw, Monday at Staples Center.
The winner is Tom.
Yeah.
Tom. The last guy we went to. Tom, congratulations.
Woo! Yes!
And thanks for playing the game. Just bust the move. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
Bill Burr joins us next hour in studio here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Probably still buzzing from the Super Bowl win, I would imagine.
As
right?
well he should be.
As well he should be. Love Bill. Very excited about that. And apparently something called Thanks for That Tweet Bean that I think it's on the schedule. I don't know what that's about.
What a batch.
Doesn't sound good.
I was looking over him. I had a hazmat suit on. And I was going through them with some tongs so as not to get polluted.
Right, sure.
And I could only stay for so long. I had to leave the vault.
Wow. Can't wait.
You don't want to get the bends if you're in there too long? That's a problem?
It's the radiation that kills you.
All right. First, though, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. What's going on?
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Okay, good. Right. Here's something romantic. Here's something to warm the cockles of your heart. Playboy magazine has announced they're bringing the nudes back. Right? Nudes!
I mean...
Right?
I think it may be too long, maybe too far past men's magazines.
What?
Don't you?
No. If I knew what those words meant, I would have an opinion.
Well, I think the internet has mostly killed those kinds of magazines, haven't they?
Well, a lot of those magazines are on the internet as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
How long were we without nudes?
Oh, seems like forever.
Doesn't it?
Right?
It's a long national nightmare.
Was it even a year?
I don't know.
I think it was about a year. I think that sounds about right.
But they're back. That's all that matters.
Thank God.
With the March issue, you can look for Elizabeth Elam on the cover. And there we go. So there.
It's back on.
Back on. Back off.
Kiss the
back
mood.
On. Back off.
Gotcha.
Back on. Back off.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys catch the song that was performed while they were doing the In Memoriam segment of the Grammys?
Yes. Yes. God Only Knows, right?
It was a Beach Boys song called God Only Knows.
Right.
Performed by John Legend and Cynthia Erivo. Mm-hmm. And I thought, as I was watching it, damn, that sounds great.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Legend is a super talented
guy.
Yeah,
he's got an amazing voice.
And so they played us a little snippet, and then they went to the montage, and they showed everyone in the recording industry who had passed, except for David Bowie. And oddly enough.
They didn't put him in there?
No, he died the year before. He was in last year's.
Oh, I see.
Lady Gaga did the big thing for him last year.
I was confused the same way you were, Ralph, when I was watching it, because it seemed like we were all thinking about David Bowie. He won all those awards. It seems like it would have been an appropriate place to at least mention it on the show.
Hmm.
But Ali's right. It had been covered the year before because he had died in January.
I feel like we're off target, though.
We are, very much so. Let's get back on target.
Back to the song.
And then they came back and they played a little loud and then it was gone. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, that was a waste of two amazingly talented performers and a really cool song. Aha! Ah, ha, ha, ha. Right?
I don't know what ha, ha, ha means.
I think you do.
To agree or not.
They did a produced version that they're releasing as a single.
Oh, good.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
See?
I get it.
It is available as of yesterday, and it's pretty spectacular. Here's a little sample of it if you missed it during the show.
I may not always love you, but as long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you.
Come on.
Oh, my right? God.
Is there a man with a better voice?
I can't think of one. Great. Wait, me, but,
right,
I don't do it professionally.
You're a gibbon.
I'm a gibbon?
You're a gibbon.
How dare you?
You're a gibbon.
I resent that, sir.
When Paul McCartney is asked throughout the years, what's the greatest song ever written? Because he's, you know, written a few of his own.
Like Meat Free Mondays?
That, exactly. Does he answer Meat Free Mondays?
That's very close
or,
to the top.
Open the door, let him in. Does that come up at any time?
Someone's knocking at the door.
Someone's knocking at the door.
Somebody's ringing the bell, right?
Why? Why are they knocking if there's a doorbell, first of all? And if the doorbell is working, you don't need to knock. Either that guy's just a relentless asshole at the door, or Paul McCartney's making S up.
I think he does both. I think you knock on the door, and then when there's no answer, you go, oh, I better hit the doorbell because that's louder.
If you walk up to a door and you see a doorbell, you're ringing the doorbell.
I'm doing that first.
Agreed.
You're not
sure.
Knocking on the door.
Agreed. Paul's crazy.
So when asked, what's the greatest song ever written, you ask Paul McCartney that. His answer,
Meat Free Monday.
Meat Free Monday.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's a fun day.
It's a fun day, Meat.
And it's happening all around the world.
Right. Meat Free Monday.
His answer is that song, God Only Knows, by Brian Wilson. That's the song he thinks is the best song ever written.
That's a bean fun fact right there.
Sure is.
As I was listening to John Legend's amazing performance, I said, I wonder what Paul McCartney thinks of this song. You guys,
we
all right?
Bean fun fact jingle. I was expecting
that.
That was beans.
Fun fact.
I was expecting that as well.
And who's the lady, Ralph? Is she a Broadway star? Is that why I don't know her name?
She's from The Color Purple.
Yeah. Oh, is that it?
She's amazing.
I don't care what color she is. I'm not racist, Allie, okay? I don't care if she's purple or white or black. It doesn't matter to me. I just think she's
It is
a
weird
talented.
That Allie went right to race.
Why do you have to single out her color? Why does that have to be a thing
Wonderful.
For you?
Well, racist. It was a movie with Oprah's.
Racist.
Something to look into.
Racist. Speaking of race, a lot of people making a big deal about the fact that the next Bachelorette, for the first time ever on ABC, is going to be an African-American. It was announced yesterday that Rachel Lindsay, who is currently on The Bachelor as we speak.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I thought that was weird.
Oh, no.
It is very weird, and it was not meant to be this way.
Oh, it wasn't? Okay.
Because
I was like, why would they announce it? Well, now we know she doesn't win.
They didn't. There was a leak. It was leaked. It was leaked. I think Michael Flynn may have leaked it.
So much leaking.
And then he had to hand in his resignation.
He had to resign?
Because of the Bachelorette.
I didn't realize that's what it was.
Yeah. It was leaked, and then someone confirmed it, and then ABC said, well, the cat's out of the bag. There's no point now in trying to pretend
that's
otherwise.
That's racist.
And so they went on Jimmy Kimmel last night to officially announce Rachel Lindsay who is everybody loves her on this season of The Bachelor, but it's kind of, it does kind of take the wind out of The Bachelor's sails, given that we're down to the final four and we are coming up on hometown visits next week, and Rachel is still in the mix. Mm. I'm guessing she probably doesn't make it till the end.
Do you think so?
I guess.
Will she be a good choice?
I think so. She's very funny and smart. She's a lawyer.
She'll be a much better choice than Nick was.
She's beautiful. For this season. She's beautiful, and she don't put up with no BS. So I think it's going to be fun to watch her beat up on some guys next season. So looking forward to it.
Ralph, is your opinion of Nick, and I know we have the Bachelor report coming up in an hour, but has your opinion of Nick changed after spending a whole season with him as the Bachelor?
Yes, it has. And
he's a zero, right?
Especially because he talks like this.
Does he really?
He does, yeah. Just, he's a bubble mouth.
I just wish he's, as you said, this wouldn't sound so... My God!
Oh, my God. I hate him.
It's getting worse and worse as it goes along. Today's celebrity birthdays, Teller. The legendary duo of Penn and is 69 years old today. Simon Pegg, 47. Rob Thomas is 45 years old. Thanks for all the smooth love out there, by the way. A lot of people saying, yeah, me too. Santana and Rob Thomas, smooth.
Right.
Right.
Can we get a little of that for next hour?
No. Some guy sent me a T-shirt, a picture of a T-shirt on the back. It said, I'd rather be listening to Smooth by Carlos Santana and Matchbox 20's Rob Thomas. It was a multi-million seller single. It was like all that written on the back of a T-shirt. It was not very funny. Freddie Highmore celebrates his 25th birthday today from Bates Motel in its final season, I think, as we speak. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I have said this before, and I'll say it again. Of all the things we give away on the show, I think the prize this week on K-Rock is maybe the best because it's the K-Rock Wheels Up 2017 Destination Number 3 Coachella. So you already get the sold-out three-day Coachella pass. Those are tough enough to come by and very expensive, as you know. Then you're in the grand prize drawing for the standby boarding list to see any band playing Coachella anywhere they play in the world. Right?
Exactly.
Whatever you just said, yeah. I'm with.
So you want to see, hey, I love the Killers, and I've always wanted to go to Finland. You two and two together, you go, boom, that's it. I'm going to see the Killers in Finland. I mean, that's how it works.
Nobody wants to see the Killers in Finland.
Wait, I thought it was just people playing Coachella. Yeah.
It is. Or whoever. I'm just saying.
Well, you just got me excited that I somehow missed the Killers
no,
playing
all right.
Coachella.
No, Killers are not a good example. Maybe Finland's not a good example either, but my point is... My point is, you find someone on that Coachella
Give us
bill.
An example of one of the 4,000 bands
in
playing
Bali.
Coachella.
How about Radiohead in Bali? Like right. I heard the lady say right. that one time. All right, that's maybe a better example. So my point is,
wow.
Details at krock.com. Your chance to win coming up right here on the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ.
Wow,
you're a gift.
Wow,
right?
All right, it's time for
that tweet.
Bean.
Now how do you follow that crap with this crap?
Right? What was that about?
That was a nightmare.
Look, it was not a great pull,
you
all
think?
Right, as an example. Perhaps
there's
I could've...
so many bands playing
there
Coachella.
Are. Yeah, I could have done more research on that before. But it was just off the top of my head, and for whatever reason, the Killers in Finland are
right,
the two
okay.
words
yeah.
that came to mind.
So here's the thing about tweeting. Ralph tries. I try. Allie tries. Yeah. Chip tries. Everybody tries.
Right.
Sure.
Bean doesn't try. As a matter of fact, I think Bean may go the other way and try to annoy on purpose.
Yeah, I think he's aggressively bad. Is
right?
Untrue.
Yeah. Completely
untrue.
I think that's true.
Yeah. I'm trying to entertain my people.
He's not. No, he doesn't. That's not your point at all. You never consider your audience not once when you tweet. Not once, ever, once.
So Chip should get hazard pay for this, but she goes through your tweets, and she pulls some, and we highlight them.
That's that tweet.
Bean!
Now, I got to set a couple of these up, okay,
right.
because they're a little complex. But an example of him not caring about his audience whatsoever. Someone tweeted him, and he retweeted this. Hey, are you at Crew de Vue? So he retweets that with this. Ha 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 ha. Hashtag New Orleans joke.
Okay. Look.
So he's tweeting out some inside joke that only people in New Orleans would get. And then he's laughing at it in his tweet and hashtags it with New Orleans joke.
So basically he's tweeting, hey, for everybody that's reading this that doesn't live in New Orleans, you don't get it.
Right.
Well, first of all,
how big is your New Orleans audience?
I have friends, but my point is this.
What percentage you think of your Twitter followers live in New Orleans?
You should start your tweet with at New Orleans.
How many? What percentage?
I mean, maybe not as many as in some other states.
But maybe not as many? What percentage?
I would guess it's less than 10.
It's not a high percentage. But my point is it's festival season, and there are all these parades and parties, and the fact that person who does live in New Orleans would suggest that I would be out on a Saturday night at one of these parades and parties was comical to me. That's the joke I was trying to
make. To you, then laugh at it yourself. But don't tweet it out because you know what? It's not funny to anyone else. And no one knows your little backstory there that you just spent 3 minutes talking about.
Just saying.
Thanks for that
tweet.
Then, you know how Twitter will recommend that you follow other people on Twitter?
Right.
They'll give you examples of people you should follow.
Right.
He posts a screen cap here. It says, who to follow? Petros Papadakis, Billy Eichner, Donald J. Trump. All right? Those are his choices.
Right.
Paging Meatloaf, hashtag 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Because following Petros, following Billy Eichner, good choices. They're appropriate, make a lot of sense. People I would be interested in following.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's 2 out of 3.
Right.
Which ain't bad.
So you said Paging Meatloaf?
Right, because...
Because he did a song?
Yes.
Called 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad.
Correct. Now you've got it.
Now
you're on board.
But right? I'm saying, is that the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, that's
Is that another New Orleans joke? Is
no.
that the reason we don't get that one?
That's a Meatloaf joke. Come on.
Come on, us.
Hey, playlist guy in this breakfast diner. Is how he's starting a tweet, by the way.
Hey, why don't you talk to that guy in the diner?
No, so much easier to tweet him.
What are the chances he's following Bean? He's one of the people in New Orleans that's following Bean.
Hey, playlist guy in this breakfast diner. I'll allow Dave Matthews, John Mayer, or Blues Traveler, but not all three. Get it together.
It's just, it was too much. It was way too much 90s for my taste that morning. That's all.
Right, but why do you think anyone else would care what was playing in the restaurant that you were eating in?
I think a lot of other people, Kevin, are sympathetic and they feel my pain. Maybe you're cold.
When in Slidell, Louisiana, I stop at the racetrack for my fountain diet Dr. Pepper. Fancy place, your choice of cube or crushed ice. USA, USA, USA.
Look, I'm celebrating.
That tweet.
How do you look once in a while? Why don't you look?
I'm celebrating.
That tweet.
The little things in life that make the world a wonderful place.
And that's one of them?
That was a super happy day for me. When you go in there and they got 24 different choices of beverages.
That's sad that that's a super happy day for you.
Cube or crushed ice?
Right.
I mean, I felt like I was living large.
Another reason to be happy today, you guys. It's January 25th, also known as 1/12 Christmas.
Oh, you go right to hell.
Thanks for that tweet.
Yay!
Come on.
The kids are with me.
Come on.
It's very exciting.
It's a month after Christmas. You're already talking about next year?
But you're so much closer to next year's Christmas than
you were. No, you're not. You're just barely closer.
Look, every bit counts, man.
You still have 11/12 of the year to go.
And I will enjoy every one of them.
I'm still uneasy about accepting a white man as president. Oh, a nice hot racial take. Strong. Beans
edge tweet.
Beans are breaking into his Lenny Bruce mode. Bring out some social commentary. Yeah, man, because most all the other presidents have been white, man. Stand with the power.
That was like Inauguration Day or something, right?
It was like an awful tweet.
It's like it doesn't matter when it was.
It's like the most hackneyed take ever.
This was a success.
No, it wasn't a success. Neither was this. I hate to admit it, but I recently cheated on Skippy peanut butter with Peanut Pan peanut butter. It was a mistake, and it was wrong, and I regret it.
Come on, you guys have done
Thanks
it.
Thanks for that tweet.
Bean,
it's peanut butter. So what you do is you eat it or you don't eat it. You don't for a second think...
You can't say that word, Kevin.
But that's true.
Sometimes you can't help yourself.
You have to use those words when you're dealing with you.
No one cares.
It's unbelievable.
You have more, Ralph, or no?
No, no, I can't. Crap. I can't anymore.
Let's get out.
I'm gutted.
Let's pull the ripcord. Bill Burr is next.
That tweet.
It's the return of our old friend Rudy Cisneros next hour. He's got some suggestions on how to make your Valentine's Day.
There you go.
Extra special for you and your lady. So that'll be coming up next hour, plus the Bachelor Report with Petros and Ralph just after 8 o'clock. Very much looking forward to that. First, though, Kevin, do you remember many, many years ago, you and I went to Scotland and did a live broadcast from the Loch Ness?
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty fun. We were on a boat, and we had weapons.
Weapons?
Yeah, they gave us loaded guns.
No, they didn't.
They did?
To shoot at the Loch Ness monster?
Well, can you... To protect ourselves, purely self-defense.
No.
So then near the end of the trip, we started boom, boom, boom into the water. Come on, Loch Ness, show yourself. So as far as I'm concerned, we dealt with it. There's no Loch Ness monster.
And maybe that's why it hasn't been sighted since the early 1990s. For folks who don't know, the Loch Ness monster is a thing that how many years have we been hearing about it? I mean, our whole lives, right? There's something out there in – and loch, by the way, is just the Scottish word for lake. So it's just a lake in Scotland where people think there's some giant prehistoric sea creature that lives in there.
Because you see those super blurry pictures every once in a while that looks like there's some kind of dinosaur in there.
And because of that, it's become a tourist mecca. You know, people from all over the world go and they want to see the famous Loch Ness. All right. I came across a story the other day about a guy named Steve Feltham who – full-time looks for the Loch Ness Monster. For 25 years, that's been what he has done. That's been his livelihood.
How is he looking
for the Loch Ness Monster.
How does he pay the bills?
I think he also runs a Loch Ness Monster like souvenir shop or something where he's like selling stuff about the lake. And I think
so
that's
he's selling things about something fake that he's spending 25 years for looking for that's fake?
First of all, how dare you say the Loch Ness monster is fake?
I mean, it was a lie before we shot it, but...
wouldn't it be something if we really did kill the Loch Ness monster and don't know it?
That would be
anyway,
awesome.
What would that be like, and what would be your incentive to wake up again today and go out and look for the Loch Ness monster?
Do you think it's a scam? Thing where he's
no,
just,
I think he sincerely he is believes. Looking for the Loch Ness Monster and he believes. But let's, there's an interview with him and let's see if we can learn a little bit about Steve.
The Loch Ness Monster is one of our most enduring myths. People have sought its secrets for over 1500 years, but only one man has devoted his entire life to learning the truth alone in a van by the Loch.
You guys are already loving him, aren't you?
Alone in a van by the Loch. That's the name of his autobiography.
Allie, are you already thinking about marrying this guy?
Well, I want to hear the accent.
He's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
And no, he's not a wacko. Mm. It's just his thing.
We'll be the judge of that.
My name's Steve Feltham, and for the last 25 years, I've been a full-time hunter of the Loch Ness Monster.
Is that an accent you could wake up to?
It's not Scottish, so I'm confused.
I first came to Loch Ness when I was a 7-year-old boy and found this set of caravans with this gang of grown men hunting for monsters in Loch Ness. And I thought, that's amazing. That would be the life for me. I'd love to do that.
Sounds like he may have come to Scotland from Britain.
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
From
England.
But isn't it something that sort of either fuels itself by finding things, like when you go fishing.
Right.
If you never caught anything, you wouldn't go fishing.
You wouldn't go, and you certainly wouldn't go to the same spot day after day after day where you never catch a fish.
Well, why is he into finding something after 25 years that he hasn't found?
It sounds to me so far what we've learned about Steve is that it just captured his imagination. At age 7, he saw these grown-ups looking for the Loch Ness Monster, and he thought that looked like a fun way to live. Let's find out how it plays out for him.
And so he did. 25 years ago, he quit his job, sold his house, bought this van, and pursued his passion. He now holds the Guinness record for the longest continuous search at Loch Ness.
Okay,
that is not a record.
That is not a record.
It just isn't.
I mean, right?
That's a dude in a van. It's not a record.
I'm holding the record for the longest amount of time to not step on the planet Saturn, all right? If we're just making up stuff. I mean, stop it, Guinness Book of World Records. Stop it.
In all my time here, I've only seen one possible sighting of something.
Okay, so now here we go.
No, 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 not here we go. 25 years.
But he saw something once.
That might be something.
Well, let's find out, shall we?
All you saw was a spray of water off of the back of something. Boff, 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 boff. Like a torpedo going shooting through. To this day, that remains a mystery to me as to what that was.
Oh, Steve.
That was in the first year of being here, and I thought, right, this job's going to be really easy. That's one sighting. 25 years later, I'm still sat here waiting for that second sighting.
All right, so what's your read? What's your read?
My read is that he's got some whiskey in that van, and he's just sleeping the days away.
I just feel like he's very patient. And I
You're
like
giving him the benefit
of
the doubt?
I'm trying.
Not me.
Is the worst thing that ever happened to him that he saw that splash of water in the first year that fueled his hope?
For sure.
But he just saw a splash of water. He didn't see a monster.
Look, what else could a splash of water be out on a lake with boats, Kevin? Come on.
Unbelievable.
Use your head, man.
Some people think it's giant eels. Some people think there's a rip in time.
Okay, all right. You know what it's not?
Did he say some people say it's a rip in time?
Yes. That's what he said.
So what does that mean?
Meaning that we're seeing a dinosaur in its environment from millions of years ago, I think.
I'm listening.
Allie's in.
Okay. Now I love him.
All right.
Others believe there's a spaceship on the bottom of the loch.
Okay. What are the chances?
Right.
It's getting better.
Are you still tracking, Allie?
I mean,
like
it's possible.
You still in? I'm digging it.
It's more likely to turn out to be big catfish.
This is from the guy who's dedicated his life to looking for the monster. Even he says it's probably just a catfish.
It's probably just a catfish.
Oh,
then
no.
A spaceship on the bottom of the loch.
Well, I think that's probably reasonable, yes. All right, big finish.
The reason I sit here and I try and solve this mystery is because that's what makes my heart sing. People say, is it lifestyle or is it the mystery? It's both. My life contains freedom, adventure, unpredictability, and the chance of one of the world's greatest discoveries should I ever happen to find Nessie. It's a dream come true. If that little 7-year-old boy could see what became of him.
Oh,
what?
No.
He wouldn't believe his luck.
What?
So how about that?
Wait, he
has a sweet ending.
Yeah. He hasn't seen anything.
But he's living his dream.
Very hopeful.
If little 7-year-old me could see me 25 years later having not found the Loch Ness Monster, wouldn't he say, hey, not going to do that?
Here's the only thing I can think is whatever captured his imagination as a little boy seeing the grown-ups look for the monster is just like when you wanted to be an NBA player, Kevin, or I wanted to be an astronaut, and we didn't get to grow up and live our dreams. This guy is
not living his dream. He hasn't seen a monster.
Yet.
Mm-hmm. And he's living in a van. How cool is that?
Living in a van down by the river.
He's got a lot of freedoms.
He sure does.
He's basically homeless.
Well, he is. Poor guy. Let's save this tape and all of your mocking, Kevin.
Right.
Because when he is the Time Magazine of the Man of the Year next year for discovering the Loch Ness Monster,
right,
you're going to be singing a different tune.
I will. I'd be happy to.
All right. So there's Steve. All right. We got to take a quick break. We want to take your calls. We haven't done this in a while, but I think it's time to open up the phone lines for Kevin Bean's What's Good. This is where we essentially let you run the show for a couple of minutes. Something on your mind, something you want to talk about, something you want to ask us. You got questions, you got problems. Kevin, you had a thought at the dentist yesterday. You got something maybe you can throw
out there? I've been having one tooth has been driving me crazy. So I went and I got a temporary, and then I went back and I got a partial root canal. Now I have to go back and get a root canal, another root canal. And why don't they use the gas anymore?
They do at some dentists.
I need to go to one of those.
Yeah.
In other words,
instead
of the shot.
Yeah, instead of the shot.
Yeah, because
maybe both.
Double it up.
I'm just saying, why not?
You just want to go down for the rest of the year? How much anesthesia do you need?
I'm saying, is it available?
All right.
Is it still available?
Yes.
Well, then freaking get it. It's my point.
I think you're making less sense than the Loch Ness guy. All right, so if you got a dentist update for Kevin or there's something else on your mind, give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. That's our number. We want to hear from you. Kevin Beans, What's Good, coming up right after this on K-Rock. There's no way to replace a Beyonce's voice with Adele's voice on that song just to make everybody happy? Can we do that?
I don't believe so.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, the Bachelor Report with Petros and Ralph coming up just after 8. First, though, time for your phone calls on any topic for Kevin Bean's What's Good. 1-800-520-1067. Hit it, Steve.
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify.
Got a good batch of calls here on the Kevin and Bean Show this morning. Why don't we start with John? He's in Covina, line 7, just because you had asked Kevin for a little help. You want to re-explain what you're looking for at the dentist?
Yeah, what's up with that? I need the is it laughing gas? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, what's up, the gas? People?
Hey, John.
Hey, what you need is, I had a bad wisdom tooth, and since the other one doesn't do anything, so I had to pull the other one out, too.
Good.
And then I said, I'm missing tooth anyway, so hey, let's go ahead and do an implant. So guaranteed you want, you know, the regular Novocaine, but you can have the laughing gas as well. It's like, I remember I paid like $129, but you totally know where your extra money went when you take that stuff. Totally.
That's my point, is I thought it was the greatest thing in the world.
Oh, it's
so I said, where's the gas? And I said, where's the gas? And the guy said, we don't have it. And I was like, what kind of dentist are you?
When I was a kid, man, you used to be able to give, they used to give that away like candy.
Yeah, I think maybe that was part of the problem. Look.
Yeah, you need to find one that just gives it out just for like a tooth cleaning. That's like the best dentist.
I haven't been to a dentist that offered the gas because it's anesthesia is what it is. And it's got to be more
super
expensive
light.
And more dangerous, though, than giving you a shot that just locally numbs whatever's going on in your mouth, I think.
Oh, it's totally crap. You can totally take it. It's like you drank a crap load of beers and you can't feel your face. It's the best.
John, all right.
Wow. You'll be all good, dude.
John, you
all
know where good. To order some? I feel like you've got an online source.
It does sound like he's pretty clued in. All right, John, now we need your dentist's name because Kevin needs to switch.
Oh, yeah, I'll hook you up.
All right, hold on. Thanks for the call, dude. That's awesome. Let's go to Ralph. Speaking of medical issues, he's on line 2, please. He's going to help our man Beer Mug, who was on just crying his little eyes out the other day about how fast he's losing his hair, and he wants to put a stop to it. And, Ralph, you got a suggestion for him.
Yeah, dude, I was doing, like, research. Good morning, Beaner.
Hi, Rudy.
Doing research. Go Raiders.
All right, you were doing some research.
Yeah, by doing research, I mean, like, I was on Facebook and, like, I came across this meme, right? I'm like, oh, dude, I'm suffering from the same squat crap, right? Like, receding hairline.
Right.
So, started doing research. Apparently, this dude was blind, deaf, and bald, and ended up getting struck by lightning. And his blindness, his deafness, and his baldness went away.
Awesome. All we have to do is get Beer Mug hit by lightning.
But first we have to blind him and knock out his ears.
No, I don't think we need to.
Well, I mean, it sounds like that's how it works, is the lightning takes care of all three things at once.
I don't know, dude. It apparently worked for that, dude. So
right.
I figure I need to go to Louisiana or somewhere. You know?
All right.
I like it.
Well,
I
listen,
like
if you saw it on Facebook, it is probably true.
That's
so
true.
I hope you go for that. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to El Segundo, line 1. This is going to be Robert. I think he's got the star sighting for us. Hey, Robert.
Hey, over winter break, I went to a popular West Hollywood restaurant, which this would have been Allie's, like, dream dinner.
Okay.
So they sat us down right next to Andy Richter, who is Conan O'Brien's sidekick.
Right, love him.
And then right after he left, we saw Lando Calrissian himself.
Allie.
Oh,
wow.
That's the best dinner ever. Was he drinking a Colt 45?
Well, that's racist.
He was leaving, but I went out and met him, and he was just the nicest guy ever.
Allie wouldn't have done that. Allie would have been afraid. She would have crawled into a ball on the floor underneath her table.
No, Andy Richter I talked to. He's Conan adjacent. It's fine. It's fine. Wow, that's a dinner, Robert.
Awesome, Robert. Super fun. Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate that. Let's do one more. Let's make it Kerry. He's in Newport, line 8.
All right. Hey, Kerry.
Hey, how you doing?
We are good. What's good?
The Eagles of Death Metal, Nos Amis, you should just follow up with that and have everybody put that on their must-watch list.
You watched it after hearing Colin Hanks?
I watched it after hearing you guys yesterday and being a fan of both the Queens and Eagles of Death Metal.
Right.
Yeah. Super intrigued by a couple of the sound bites that you played. And, I mean, that thing is chock full of all kind of just super inspiring and thought-provoking items.
One I agree. I'm so happy you watched it, Carrie, and I'm so happy you enjoyed it. And we can't recommend that movie enough to our listeners. It's on HBO right now, and it's a documentary about the Eagles of Death Metal returning to Paris 3 months after that terrorist attack that happened in a number of places around the city, including killing 90 of their fans. Like, how do you go back and go on stage in that city less than 3 months later? But the friendship between Jesse and Josh is just the most remarkable thing. And I know Colin Hanks laughed when we said that yesterday, because everybody's takeaway from the movie is the same thing. Is it's just, it's a beautiful love story. And also it says a lot about the healing power of rock and roll and about community. It's a wonderful movie.
It turns out Colin Hanks knows what he's doing.
He sure
does.
Does
it well.
And he does,
and
it,
does
well.
It well. All right, Carrie, great call, my friend. Thank you for calling. This has been What's Good.
What's Good?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53.
One of our favorite parts of the whole week comes up just after 8 o'clock this morning. It's when Petros Papadakis joins us, along with Ralph Kramer, to break down last night's Bachelor. We're getting close. We're getting near the end here, right, Ralph? How many ladies are we down to on last night's episode?
Episodes? We have three or four.
All right.
We're down. Last night we started with six, with the final six. They had to whittle it down to four. Starting next week, we go into hometowns, and that's when they do when he visits with the last four girls who are remaining. Visits their families and hometowns, and then that helps him make his decision as he enters on the final path to love.
Why is he such a baby, Ralph?
How dare you?
He's such a baby.
Nick Viall is a manly man with a beard, and he is a man.
I'm sure I can do this.
It's so funny that they're right now in the Caribbean. They were in St. Thomas and then went on to Bimini last night. And as I was watching the coming attractions for the finale, they end up, he has to make his proposal somewhere in the Antarctic. It's Alaska or the North Pole or something. But he's out there and he's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And he can see his breath. And he's got like a log on fire in front of him. He's standing there just in a suit in the snow, freezing his ass off.
They're trying to wake him up.
Like, why wouldn't they reverse those positions? Wouldn't they just put him on the beach for
he's
the
so
proposal?
Effing dull. They're just trying to give him some kind of...
I don't know
of
why you're saying that, Kevin.
Fusion of energy or something.
He's really not. He's just... He feels a lot of things, and he just wants to know what's going on.
Well, I'm very excited about the recap coming up. First, though, it's time for the Showbiz Beat here on a Tuesday. What else is going on?
I find when you're dating someone or engaged, it's a good idea to say, well, that's a deal breaker, but I'll fix that later in the relationship. Mm-mm. That's healthy. That's the way to go.
I don't know.
As we look at today's Valentine's Day, let me give some love advice. If you see something that's a real problem, just assume you'll be able to fix that later on in the relationship. It usually works out.
I feel like
well.
Maybe that's the advice. Opposite of what you should do.
That's the case of Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth. Apparently, Liam does not share his lady love's affinity for drugs.
Ah.
And this has been an ongoing issue since they got back together again. And Liam says he wants her to, in one friend's words, cut the crap and get healthy.
But she wants to be high every day, all the time, always, Ralph.
She is a good timing girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In love with a two-timing man, however that goes. But Liam says that he loves her anyway, and he hopes that, you know, once they're married, then he'll be able to straighten that right out.
Yeah, that's good thinking.
Some friends are suggesting to him perhaps they call off the wedding plans if she does not clean up her act and change her lifestyle. That would be a more fit with his.
Right.
But that's crazy. No, get married. Because about 6 months in, you'll really be able to fix that problem,
you can't
I think.
Really fix, will,
if
and
not.
Also, make her stop performing with the Flaming Lips. Stop that. Stop that.
Stop that nonsense.
Get that team broken up as well, Liam, while you're fixing things.
If he can't fix it.
Join it?
No, have some kids. Because that usually...
Have some kids, fix it. I see. That's good advice, too, I think.
Thank you.
But more importantly, stop that Flaming Lips thing.
Yo.
With the milky, milky milk.
Yeah, no question.
Remember the milky, milky milk song?
It's absurd.
That was a song.
Yeah, well, sort of.
Milky, milky milk.
Sort of a song.
I've got good news. I brought you some bad news. Now I'm going to bring you some good news. Right?
Right.
Right. Disney has announced they're bringing back for a third season Elena of Avalor!
Woo! The what of what?
Elena of Avalor.
And that...
Elena, Elena of Avalor.
And that is in we would know that from.
How dare you? First of all, she is a Disney princess. She's Disney's first Latina princess.
Okay.
And she's magic.
Is this a Disney Channel cartoon show?
It's Elena of Avalor!
Right, but context, but, please.
Hit it, Steve!
I don't know the words.
You do.
In the kingdom proud and grand,
Elena,
a princess bravely rules the land.
Elena,
with her family by her side.
Elena, it's a wild and daring ride. Elena, Elena of Avalon. Yeah.
What if those of us without 6-year-old daughters need to know who this is. Could you give us some help there?
It is Disney's first Latina princess.
Will she be on this side of the wall or on the other side of the wall?
She owns her own kingdom. She doesn't need to worry about that wall because she rules over Avalor.
Okay, good.
Which is magical.
Right.
And they have flying jaguars.
Right.
And that's all you need to know.
Okay.
So she's coming back for a third season. Everyone is very excited.
She's a bitch.
She is not. She's magical and she's kind.
That's what we meant.
She's so hot.
I don't think that's the point.
She really is.
Why?
She's 18.
How do you know her age?
Because they had her birthday party on the show, Kevin.
Okay. You just checking.
All right, yeah. Why don't you back off? You don't know about Elena. You don't challenge me on my Elena facts.
Is this a...
How could she become the princess of Avalor if she didn't turn 18? Yeah. Jacqueline's flying around. Those are the flying jaguars.
Sure.
Yeah. In the kingdom bold and grand, Elena, a princess bravely rules the land.
Elena,
with her family by her side.
Elena,
it's a wild and daring ride.
Elena, Elena of Avalon.
That's a peppy little number.
Oh, forgive me. This
she's
is
really hot.
Animation or a real person?
Both.
Which one do you think is hot?
The animated one.
Of course. Don't be ridiculous.
Okay.
You never saw a cartoon and said, oh, that's hot? That's a sexy person? That animated person is sexy?
No, I was in love with Fozzie Bear.
Yeah, really? Look who I'm talking to.
Yeah, true.
She wants to hump a piece of felt.
Waka, waka.
Thanks, Fozzie.
Elena. Elena's really hot.
Wow.
She is.
This is weird.
Today's celebrity birthdays, comedian Teller is 69. We should do a phone topic of animated characters that turn you on.
I'm afraid what we'll get, but yes.
Right?
Yep.
Yes. Elena, trust me on this one. Hot.
Christine is also weighing in of her deep love for He-Man. While we're talking about it, attractive animation.
I don't think He-Man would be into her.
No?
Why not?
Well, that's not
the
topic.
He-Man
the topic
like
just
Skeletor. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I'm just saying. I think He-Man may have been a misnomer.
Hmm.
With that page boy haircut and just wearing his assless chaps all the time.
Right.
Huh.
I don't know. Something was up with He-Man.
Well, she could marry him and then change him, like
that's
you were just
right.
saying
Six
before.
6 months in, she can fix him.
Right.
Mugs put in a vote for Ursula from Little Mermaid.
Ursula, sea witch?
Ursula, the giant sea witch with tentacles who is fat and purple?
He's making a joke.
He's being facetious.
I don't think he's capable.
The king is into the mom from The Incredibles.
She's like a skinny little...
What's happening? All right, we're going to have to do this tomorrow.
That's... You make poor choices, all of you. Elena of Avalor. Now we're talking. Today's celebrity birthdays. Comedian Teller is 69 years old today. Simon Pegg is 47. Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20, but more importantly, from Smooth with Santana. Right? Yeah. 45 years old.
What today. Happened to, hey, let's have a piece of that?
I don't know, man. I don't.
Thought we put the
it's
request
not my,
out.
It's not my, I don't, it's my, okay. not my department. Really?
All right.
You got to.
We'll try and get that by tomorrow.
Put that in, get the paperwork done. It's got to be triplicate, and you have to submit it to the team,
but the team only comes in on Fridays.
Floor's
got to
sign off on it.
Yeah.
And Freddie Highmore is 25 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin Bean Show, and it is 8:06.
The only part we have to say is KROQ FM passing in Los Angeles.
Thank you, Bean.
We've taken care of the business.
Man,
come on,
man.
Chip. Don't make things complicated for
Chip,
us.
It was
here.
Muggs. He came in, and he was reading a paragraph, and he said, okay, say that in 1 second. Who's capable of that less than me?
My this favorite line. Was a success.
Right.
My favorite line was kind of like, I don't even know what all that means.
That was definitely tried to amazing. Make it harder than it had to be. Awesome. All right, listen. Look, there are people who's turned on the radio this second. They've missed all the bad, and it's time for the good. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome our old friend Petros Papadakis to the show. How are you, P?
Good morning, everybody.
You guys ready for the Bachelor Report? Let's do it.
It's time. We got the Big P and Gar, man, and they watch The Bachelor, so you don't have to, man. Girls drinking, hallelujah.
Woo!
Girls crying, hallelujah.
Woo!
Girls crazy, hallelujah.
Woo!
The Bachelor Report, we're gonna give it to you.
Woo!
The Bachelor Report, we're gonna give it to you.
Woo!
The Bachelor Report, we're gonna give it to you.
Woo!
The Bachelor Report is in the spot, so you don't have to watch.
I know the point of this segment was nobody has to watch The Bachelor because you guys do such a great job of breaking it down for us every Tuesday, but I'm starting to feel that Kevin is actually in and watching this season.
I can't stop.
Right?
I can't stop.
What is it, Kevin?
I'm
is
in.
It, is it her toilet?
No, no, it's not the toilet.
It's not the toilets, P.
She looks pretty good.
It's the love.
It's love. I'm a fan of love.
All right. If you're a lover, move to Virginia.
Last night, we started off in St. Thomas, and it was up for debate whether Nick was even going to stick around or not.
Oh, please.
It might have been too emotionally taxing
please.
For him. He might have had to quit the show.
I hate watch for Nick. I really...
There is no way in hell he could become an absolute sadist and wear a leather lederhosen on air and cut himself live, and they'd make him finish the season.
I'm just not sure I can do it.
But, mental health.
But I'm really afraid that I might not be able to carry on. I don't know if I can do this or not. I'm so upset. I just don't know.
So he did decide to stick around, and then he got his one-on-one date with the lovely Vanessa, the best woman in the world.
I love Vanessa, too.
She's the best.
I don't know. Her features are a little carved out like a handcuff, you know?
No, we don't know.
She's beautiful.
Like a captain's wheel.
She's beautiful.
She's beautiful, and she got her a one-on-one date, which did not go over well with Corinne. She was not pleased.
Vanessa, let's go deeper. .. Nick. There you go.
I've been waiting for another one-on-one.
Wow.
Oh, God.
You lucky bitch.
You lucky bitch.
Oh, it's on.
It's on. And she and Nick got along like a house on fire like they should because she's awesome.
Yeah, a lot of frogmen on this one, Ralph.
There were a lot of frogmen. You're right.
They get that cameraman down there, and he shoots their pelvises grinding on each other in that dirty Atlantic Caribbean water.
They were snorkeling.
You know how to make it.
And sharing love. And that was the group date as well. They were going out on a boat. With all the group daters, it was Corinne and Christina,
the Russian orphan,
and Raven, and Corinne was very excited because she feels in her element on a boat.
We go boating a lot in Florida. I'm a boater. I'm experienced, and I look great on a yacht.
She's the worst.
Was that the beginning of Man in the Mirror playing in the background there?
I'm not sure. Then Nick has to break some news to them when they're on the yacht. He's there with the three girls, and he's got a little activity planned for them.
Yes.
And they're not too happy about it, especially Corinne.
Part of the wildlife that we're going to be swimming with are sharks.
Oh. Shut up.
You gonna be okay?
Yeah. Wait, why? Are we in a cage?
Nope. No cage.
Oh. Are they toothless?
Are they those toothless sharks?
Yes, if the sharks were toothless.
Are they the toothless sharks?
That's the kind that suck in the baleen.
Right.
You know, don't you figure every time you go in the ocean, I mean, the ocean's pretty big, but it's all connected. Like, there's all kinds of stuff that lives in there.
Yeah, you're always swimming with sharks.
But
really.
What about the toothless sharks? Where are they?
Yes.
Dead. They're starving.
Okay.
Raven, though, I think saw the opportunity here. She saw the glasses half full when it came to swimming with sharks.
I will punch a shark in the face if it gets close to me. And if the other two girls get eaten today, I will definitely be in the running to get the rose. Like, who else would he give the rose to?
Right? If the other girls get eaten, she's getting the rose.
Her face is a little misshapen, but I like that girl from Arkansas. She's got an aggressive attitude. She wanted to rebuke the ghost with Jesus in New Orleans.
Yeah. Yes.
She's going to punch the shark in the nose. She is a go-getter.
She's like Ellie Mae Clampett. She really is. She's got a lot of spunk, a lot of spirit to her.
That's a great pull.
She likes the critters, and she likes swimming in the cement pond. She's a good time. Meanwhile, Corinne pulls Nick aside when she gets the opportunity because she really needs to reconnect with him. And this was my favorite reaction of Nick's of the night, I think.
I haven't had that one-on-one full time with Nick, too. Really lock Corinne in with Nick. Do you know what I'm talking about? I hate that I brought this up. I hate it.
I didn't expect you to go third person there. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't expect you to go third person there. That really threw me. She does that all the time.
Yeah, Corinne talks about Corinne like Corinne loves Corinne.
Then it's time to start culling the herd, and Nick went to work. He went out with Danielle on a very lovely date when they got to dance to the song stylings of Adam Friedman.
I'm glad you knew her name?
Adam Friedman was there.
Who the hell is Adam Friedman?
That was the band that was playing while they were dancing, P.
Oh, the guy with the pedal pushers on?
Yeah. I love it. Nick said, and we're here. I can't believe we're here dancing to Adam Friedman.
Well, who are they going to get in Bimini, you know?
Everybody's like, who the hell is Adam Friedman? He was acting as if we should have known who it was. But then Danielle, she had to go because Nick just wasn't feeling it, and it was time to say goodbye to her. And nothing sadder than robot tears, I think, when you saw the tears coming out of her robot face and she almost acted like she had emotions after seeming tranquilized for an entire six episodes.
Did you even know her?
I knew her because she was the other Danielle. There was the hot girl who did nails, who owned the nail salon, and then I knew there was a second Danielle, and it was her.
I was not aware of her.
Yes. And then...
Which is awesome when you've been watching the show for like 80 weeks.
Not aware of her. And then, of course, last night's episode was the episode. First of all, Katrina, the Russian orphan, she got sent home as well. She got
it was heartbreaking.
But it was the episode of the Platinum Vagine. It was the plan. It was Operation Bone for Corinne. She was going to go to his hotel room. She was going to seduce him, have sex with him, and thereby ensure that she got a rose and would go to a hometown date.
For a girl who wanted to seduce a man and get him to succumb to her feminine charms, you'd think she'd know how to walk in high heels.
She did look like a newborn fawn on those.
She looked like Jared Goff under center.
She looked like a baby giraffe,
a drunk baby giraffe.
Pretty wiggly on those Louis Vuittons. Anyway, she got there. She seduced him. She got him into the bedroom. Now, we didn't have any cameras in there because the bedrooms are sacred.
But
the audio was on. Mm-hmm. So we got to hear her results of trying to get him into bed. It did not go, I think, as she expected.
I don't think this is a good idea.
Oh, my God.
Very tempting, but I've learned that always best to wait in these instances.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel bad. It's fine.
Oh, my God.
Don't feel bad. It's fine.
Vagine denied.
But it was platinum.
You know, sometimes you go to Cartier and the price is too high.
Good point, Pete. So she did not close the deal. She did not close. And here's funny, because Nick has slept with everybody on
Yeah, that's got to hurt.
So to be rejected by Nick, that's...
He's learned his lesson.
Oh, I see. He's a new man.
You know, how many times are you going to touch the hot stove?
Operation Vagine did not come off as expected. So now we don't know. We have four left, but it appears as if he's only going to take three to their hometowns next week. We got Raven still alive, Corinne, Rachel, and Vanessa. Rachel, I don't think will make it to the end.
No, I'm positive.
Call me crazy. I don't think she's going to make it to the end, P.
That's how boring this year's Bachelor is. They had to announce the next Bachelorette while she's still competing.
Yeah,
that's like announcing the Super Bowl winner midway through the Super Bowl next year.
So we'll find out who goes to the hometowns next week, P.
Yeah, I guess we're going to Hoxie, Arkansas.
Going to Hoxie. I'll punch a shark in the face.
Being sweet Vanessa up there in where is she? Vancouver, the island?
Montreal.
What's the difference?
There's a big difference.
I don't know. About 3,000 miles.
Where are they going? Banff? Where are they going up there?
Montreal.
It's a pretty big city. Maybe you've heard of it.
The new Black Bachelorette, which is the most exciting thing ever.
Yes.
And then you wonder, is it just going to be a bunch of black dudes?
I don't know. Well, she seems to like Whitey because she wanted to be with Nick, right?
I assume it'll be mixed.
Is it going to be like I Love New York, or is it going to be like The Bachelorette?
I think it'll be mixed. I think we'll have gentlemen of all flavors.
I don't know.
And then we get to go to Miami probably to see Corinne's family and their multi-million-dollar business.
I want to see Corinne's family.
They operate out of a condo.
It's a flooring company, and they're Greeks.
I want to see Corinne's family.
It's going to be horrible.
It's going to be good times. Thank you, all right.
Pete's going to be back on his own show this afternoon with Matt Money Smith on AM 570 LA Sports. Bachelor airs Monday nights on ABC Channel 7. And then the recap next Tuesday right here at 8:05. Thanks, boys. The Bachelor Report is in the spot, so you
don't have to watch. All right, this is 106.7 K-Rock FM and HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
Boom!
Is that good, Chip?
It's good.
Son of a...
Oh, damn, dog. Let go. Piano's all pretty.
Hey, Rudy.
Hey, what's
Hi,
up?
Hi, Rudy Cisneros. How are you?
You know, like almost city, like living a dream. You know, like,
living the dream.
Oh, that's
right.
Good.
Full, you know, modern day, like bachelor life. You know, like I mean,
I thought you were a sad girl.
Oh, that's right.
You already forgot on Valentine's Day. You forgot sad girl.
Touché.
Really touché.
What's up, Ali?
What's up? How are you, Rudy?
Like, you know how it is. Like, neither here nor there. Irregardless.
Right.
Well, listen, Rudy, I'm delighted that you're here. We always enjoy the opportunity. When you're in the country, we love to see you.
In the country?
Yeah.
Racialist or
no,
whatever.
I'm saying
like
we
talk, they build
the
no
word
wall
you're looking
around
for is racist.
Whatever, dog. Okay. They didn't build no wall around East Los, dog.
Like, no, but I'm saying sometimes we talk to you and you're like visiting in Mexico and stuff.
Yeah. Because my primo, you know, my cousin Victor, they call that vato Little Mechanic. You know, he moved down there like in Juarez. So like every once in a while, he's like, "Hey, vato, come on," because like I'm gonna have a weekend party.
Okay,
well that's fine.
Tight. Yeah, it's clean.
Well, listen, I'm glad you're here because coincidentally today is Valentine's Day, and you are known as a great lover. You've been with Sad Girl for many, many, many years.
That's right, like 23 full.
Are you known as
years?
A great lover?
I am, but like just ask anyone. Like all my friends, you know, they clown me. When they're in front of their ladies, oh, Rudy's so, like, romantic or whatever, you know, like he, like, you know, takes care of his kids and stuff, like, all stupid, romantic, sentimental, you know, and, like, but when they're alone, they call me up, they're like, hey, Rudy, how do I romance my lady?
And is I'm that like, right? They you, ask for your
it's
advice.
It's true, like, when we're, like, in public, like, watching Raiders or whatever, like, drinking, like, you know, pistos, they're like, ah, oh, you're so stupid, like, you're all nice to your lady. But then when they call me up, they hit me up, dog, you know, like chirp, chirp, whatever. Like I'm all by myself, just getting blazed, you know. Hey, Rudy, what's up? Hey, man, I got to go on a date tonight. Like, what do I do? Because I want to be all romantic. So I'm like,
see? Why don't they call a guy who's alone watching TV?
No, they're alone.
Oh, you they're alone.
No,
keep
no,
up,
no
Kevin.
Vatos around like my to bad. Make fun of them. You know what I'm
that's,
saying?
That's on me.
So, Rudy, so can you break it? We're going to take some calls, by the way, in a minute here at 1-800-520-1067. You've got some Valentine's Day quandaries.
Valentine's.
Valentine's.
That's right.
It's with an N, right? Valentine's.
Right, so, with an M.
Valentine,
like macho.
Right. So if you've got
to...
You
I feel like
some...
we have to do it like Rudy wants us to do
right.
it. He is our guest.
So you wake up and you go, oh, I didn't even realize it's February 14th. Now what? You know, you need some last-minute gift ideas. Maybe you can got some questions for Rudy on that topic or how to, you know, what kind of date is a good date to go out on with your lady based on how long you've been together.
That's I mean, right. Well, like basically, like, it's better to, like, plan, you know, but, like, mm-hmm. I mean, we've all been there. Like, you know, you wake up, you forget, like,
yeah,
you know, like right. you're having a baby today or, like, you forget, like, it's
Most
Valentine's.
Most people don't forget they're having a baby, it's, but
I, be, who's, I mean, like, who amongst us hasn't been there? You're like, oh, damn, maternity ward.
I think that's just right. you, Rudy. Yeah. But you your point is well taken, that people who haven't already made plans today, they realize the pressure's on because they're going to look bad if they don't do something.
That's right.
So Rudy can take your calls right now on Valentine's Day at 1-800-520-1067. Valentine's Day, 1-800-520-1067. Rudy, before we throw to the calls here, we got some music for you. Maybe you get a chance to kind of get us in the mood a little bit.
Damn, here we go
for the holiday.
All right, listen up, because I'm about to get all lover type. So
Clean out your earwax, fool. Valentine's tips. You gotta put the lipstick on your hyena's lips so they look all pretty. And Valentine's is the day when you wear your best chones. Cause just in case someone might see them, I'll get the ones that are made of rayon. But they look like silk. I bought those at the swap meet last year. And my Awalita thinks they look all good. And put a new crease in your dickies to make room for an accidental boner. If
right,
that
baby.
Happens to right, go. That times when you're at dinner and okay. you feel like you're at that school dance when you were a 10-year-old and you're like, damn, how do I dance with this hyena without her feeling this unfortunate situation?
All right, thank
and
you, Rudy.
Like, next thing you know, you're facing the opposite way of dumb.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you very much, Rudy. Valentine's Day, right? All right, so
1-800-520-1067.
If you've got questions for the great Rudy Cisneros about the holiday, how to spend it with your special someone. We'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
Color within the lines.
He is the king of Valentine's Day. Our friend Rudy Cisneros in studio with us here on the Kevin Bean Show. We're getting ready to go to some calls
right.
here at 1-800-520-1067. If you've got questions about how you need to celebrate with your significant others. Rudy, you got another song before we go to the calls?
Valentine's Day is the best day in the world to get romantic with your lady. Just pretend she doesn't have no food, but that her belly looks good like her booty do. It's all okay. fluffy all right. and lumpy that's, because you okay. see those white girls
all right. okay.
with
very romantic.
Their booty that okay. looks like a dinner plate.
All right, we got some calls, Rudy. Let's,
do they get sore when they use the toilet because there's no
all
meat
right.
on their
okay.
bone?
Right. Let's stop right there, Rudy.
Why would God
do
even
anymore.
Do that
right.
with a booty?
Let's go to our first call. This is going to be Mike.
Right, like 12-6.
12-6.
That's right.
Yep.
Ali knows.
Okay.
Mike's in Placentia. He's on line two. He's up first on the Kevin Bean Show. 1-800-520-1067. Questions for Rudy Cisneros. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Rudy. So,
what's up, fool?
My girl's pregnant, and usually for Valentine's Day, we would, you know, drink and smoke, you know. So what do you recommend that we do instead?
Oh, damn, like how pregnant is she, fool?
Like, about to pop, like, any second.
First off, congratulations. I'm assuming it's yours?
Yep.
Okay, good, dog. Hey, good on you, fool. Keep your head up, dog. All right, this is what you do. Like, I always am a big fan of, like, massaging your lady. Because, mm-hmm. like, girls, you know, a lot of vatos, they don't understand. Like, ladies, they get sore muscles, too, you know. Especially when you're pregnant, because your belly, it, like, pulls down your spine, you know, like, heavy weight. Right. I remember this time I used to know her. Her name was Lil Misty, mm-hmm. and she was born with crazy big chichis, right? And
right.
she had the...
As a baby?
No,
she
like,
born
with them? It's true. Like, I remember she was in fifth grade, and she uh-huh. got a PE teacher fired, because, like, her chichis were so big, and he was doing, like, crazy looks. And we were like, hey, what's up with that? It's a fifth grade girl. And then the PE, that's
hey,
how big her chichis
hey, Rudy,
were.
Okay.
And,
like, her back do.
Or what I'm saying, dog,
okay,
is like, because your chichis pull down like your spine all weird, and they give women back pain.
Uh-huh.
It's just like a belly when you're pregnant. So what you do is you give her a massage, right? Like, but put a blindfold on her, right? And then you do like a sensual massage on her back to make her feel all good.
Oh.
And then you start moving towards her belly, and then like because she's blindfolded, start graffitiing on her belly. And then when she wakes, when you pull the blindfold off,
uh-huh.
not only will she have like loosened up muscles,
right?
she'll have like raiders on her belly.
All right,
yeah,
good
advice.
Put,
like, great advice.
You could put like Jesus like in a raiders outfit.
Uh-huh.
Mike,
you
when
know?
You do
and
that,
then,
send us
like,
a picture.
He's throwing a Hail Mary, dog, and then the football turns into the real Hail Mary. You know, because it's Jesus, dog.
All
you know?
Right, we got it. Thank you, Rudy. Appreciate that. Thanks for the call, Mike. Let's go to line one. This is going to be Norwalk. The lovely Jessica is on the line just in time for Valentine's Day. Jessica, you're on with Rudy. Go ahead.
Hey, Beanie Bean, Bean Bean. Hi, Rudy. Too.
Hey, what's up, Ina?
Do I have to give my man a present, or is just me being me good enough?
Well, that, like, depends.
Oh, I guarantee you being you is enough.
How long you been with your man?
Like 20 years, man.
Oh,
I put
damn.
Up with his ass.
Yeah, like, I gotta be honest, like,
you should probably do something special. But as
What's
far as like,
you okay? Right?
Yeah, you all right?
I'm good.
Okay.
Hey, like, you live in Norwalk?
Yeah, yeah.
What's like your access to a live donkey?
What? Okay, I don't like direction.
Follow me here. Follow me here. Follow me here, because like last year Sagro did something real special for me, because my friend little grifter, you know what I'm saying? He lived up in like Ventura County. He had like a farm or whatever,
right.
And like he had the donkey. And Sagro, she went up there, she killed it, and put she put the head of the donkey on the front of my Uncle Victor's El Camino, uh-huh. And then we got in the back. It was like a chariot ride in Central Park, dog.
That's,
you know,
terrible.
Just put it on idle, and you look up there, you're like, oh, hey, donkey. And but you're in the back, you're like, oh, look at me. I'm a gladiator in my chariot, fool.
Okay, I don't know how that addresses Jessica's question at all, by the way.
I'd like to suggest that you don't do any of that.
Yeah, none of that. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that.
Sorry.
Whoa. Let's go to Boyle Heights.
Hey, exfoliate his huevos with, like, avocado. You know, it's good.
Okay. Rudy, you're going to be very excited that Twin is on the line. He's from Boyle Heights.
Hey,
it sounds
up,
like your
Twin?
People.
Hey, dog. Hey, what's up, Twin?
Hey, what's up, big dog? Hey, damn, my old lady's up in Chowchilla.
Oh, damn, dog. How is that, Haina? What's her name? They used to call her La Shigro.
No, they call her Saika.
Damn, fool.
What should I get her? Because she's going to be getting out pretty soon. But I got my sidekick. I'm going to meet her at the methadone clinic like in a half an hour.
Hey, keep that on the down low, fool, because like maybe your Haina would be like all jealous.
They don't get K-Rock up there up north, you know that.
Oh, cool. All right, so his lady is getting out of prison on Valentine's Day, Rudy. That seems like it calls for a very special occasion.
Oh, the best. Like the most like crazy one. This is what you do, fool. Hey, like, do you got like any access to like a carburetor?
A carburetor?
Yeah.
I'm going to smoke me a Cocoa Puff.
Oh, that's clean, fool. Hey, listen. Like, listen to me clean right here.
Yeah, go for it.
You get the bath ready, right, fool? And then you put the carburetor in there and just put, like, a lawnmower engine where you could do, like, the pull, like, you know, you're firing bow and arrow style. Right. And then when she gets in, you just fire it up and then it do, like a ghetto spa, you know, because...
Right.
Like
that. Jacuzzi, kind of. Right.
Okay. But then dog, get your Yesca and then, like, you soak it in some rose water and Febreze. And so... Then you take that and you put like the Yesca in a gravity bong, and then while the water's all bubbles, dog, mm-hmm. You put the gravity bong in there, and then it, because of the Febreze and rose water, dog, it'll smell like all pretty. So you get baked, dog. You get incense for your lady, it'll smell all pretty, and you get like the ghetto spa, and it's like 3-in-1, dog. Her head will practically blow
there
off her neck,
go.
Fool.
That's beautiful. All right, how about one more song to take us out here, Rudy? Because not everybody had time to get on the air today. It is Valentine's Day. It's the lovers' holiday. What final of the parting words of advice do you have for our listeners?
That's right, fool. Valentine's Day is the best because of Cupid. He's not stupid. He blasts you with his arrow of love. Ooh, that's right. I used to know a vato named Arrow. He had a pointy head and a girlfriend named Mascara. Cause she had her face all thick with makeup. And his grandma had one missing tooth. We called her Snickers. It's true. And she didn't have no way of getting no dentures. Cause she was like 105 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, what's the point?
And then like one time we were getting blazed watching boxing. And then we thought she was dead. But she just inhaled too much of our smoke. So we put... glasses on her like Weekend at Bernie's. We're laughing, taking pictures with her like, look at us. Oh, damn, we're boxing with grandma. And we put like, you know, like a kangaroo outfit on. We're all stupid because you can box with kangaroos in Australia, I hear.
That's a beautiful story.
And then on one time, Oprah's like, you're going to Australia.
Okay.
I'm like, damn, Oprah, where'd you get all that fatty, Holmes? And then I found out she's rich.
Okay, thanks, Rudy. Great to see you again. Happy Valentine's Day, my
keep
friend.
Keep your head up, dog.
Bye-bye. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:53.
So we do the thing here or wait until Ruff's done?
I think let's do the thing here.
All right. K-Rock Wheels Up 2017. Destination number 3, as you know by now, is Coachella. You're talking tickets to a sold-out, 3-day passes for sold-out Coachella. Already, it's like phenomenal, right?
Right.
Then you get on the standby boarding list to see any band playing Coachella anywhere that they play in the world in 2017. That's our grand prize drawing. So it's pretty amazing. This time around, we're giving away tickets like we do every morning at 9 a.m. This time around, we're looking for Radiohead fans. So if you love that band, you can't wait to see them night number one of this year's Coachella. Call us now. Give you a chance to play the game coming up after the top of the hour at 1-800-520-1067. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat.
I'm just saying. There's a lot of love for Elena of Avalor out there. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sure.
A lot of people.
I'm sure there's a lot of people.
We're happy to hear the news that she's being brought back for a third season. That's all I'm saying.
Third season?
Yes.
You're saying.
Third season of Elena of Avalor, the Disney Latina princess. I don't know why you guys are so racist. You don't like Latinos, apparently.
Well, it's not that. It's just that we don't have little kids, so we haven't seen or heard of the show.
Doesn't make it not awesome. You should know about it.
I'm sure it's a lot of fun for six-year-olds.
It's fun for everyone, okay? Everybody sing along. You know the words.
Elena.
In a kingdom old and grand.
Elena.
Princess bravely ruled the land.
Elena.
With her family by her side.
Elena.
It's a wild and daring ride.
Elena.
She rules with all her stuff.
I don't know. I don't know the words. I was just trying to sing along. Seemed like fun.
Stuff. Just want to be a part of it.
Just want to be a part of it.
Well, Disney's also in the news this morning because they did the right thing and they fired PewDiePie.
Oh, Porky Pie.
No, PewDiePie was fired from Disney's Maker Studio. Maker Studio.
Heard of it.
One of the businesses recently purchased by Disney. They had to drop PewDiePie. You know who PewDiePie is, right? Kevin, give me a little love on PewDiePie. You know PewDiePie, right?
I don't really know PewDiePie.
He is a wildly popular YouTube star who made his bones, basically, by playing video games while people watched him. And he made hilarious comments.
I hear he's up for Secretary of Commerce now.
And then he did sketches, wacky sketches as well.
Right.
And, oh, the kids just loved him. He did amass close to 14.7 billion video views on YouTube.
Wow.
He made something like $14 million, I think, last year.
Wow.
But here's the thing. He's a Swede named Felix Kjellberg.
Okay.
Although he goes by PewDiePie, of course.
Porky Pie is what I heard.
No, PewDiePie. PewDiePie.
Oh.
And so Disney, though, had to cut ties with him.
How come?
He can no longer make his videos from Maker Studio, and they generate a lot of internet content. Well, you know, there was that video he made, the hilarious sketch where he had two Indian gentlemen hold up a sign that read, "Death to all Jews."
But like in a jokey way.
Sure. Yeah, it was a funny, jokey way.
It
was a sketch.
Wow.
And the poor, I felt bad for the Indians because they had no idea what was going on or even what that sign meant that they were holding up. And
oh, no.
Oh, PewDiePie laughed. Did he laugh at that footage?
Oh, my.
And, of course, there was the Nazi symbolism. There was a lot of Hitler and there was a lot of swastikas.
And that doesn't go well with Disney?
I think they frown on that.
Hmm.
They're not really in the racism business.
It sounds racist.
No, it was racist. And this is my favorite. PewDiePie, of course, is complaining. What about the First Amendment?
You know,
and when people see
you, Porky Pie.
When they seem to forget that there are repercussions to free speech.
Yeah, and the government isn't. First of all, you're not an American. And second of all, the government isn't stopping you from saying anything. You can say whatever you want, but there are consequences.
Right. Regarding the Death to All Jews video, here is his explanation. I was trying to show how crazy the modern world is.
What?
I picked something that seemed absurd to me. That people on a crowdsourcing platform would say anything for $5. See, that's how we've got the Indians. There's this service that if you, for $5, they'll put anything you want on a sign and hold it up and release the video.
Right.
So he's kind of making fun of that.
Right. So he had them say death to all Jews.
Mm. Gotcha. Maybe not a good choice.
Didn't really explain away all the other things, the Hitler footage and the swastikas and stuff like that. So anyway, he has lost his lucrative deal with Maker Studios because they just thought, we're going in a different direction. We're steering away from the neo-Nazi and more towards not neo-Nazis.
This was a success.
It was not a success.
I don't think it was. That isn't good for you.
It was not good for him. Anything else?
That's all we got.
Okay. He made some poor choices. But he's PewDiePie. Sure, he's funny with all his Swedish videos. PewDiePie. Talentless hack. Good. He'll be jokes. Today's celebrity birthdays. Comedian Teller, right? Look at that guy making a whole career out of not talking.
Yeah, true.
Can you imagine? 69 years old today. Actor Simon Pegg turns 47. Freddie Highmore, you know him from Bates Motel as Norman, 25 years old today. And Matchbox 20 singer Rob Thomas is 45. This life ain't good enough. I feel my world to lift you up. I can change my life to better suit your Day. There's some baby-making music right there. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Like they always do, the Coachella tickets sold out immediately when they went on sale, but we've got them for you all this week on K-Rock at 9 a.m., which is right about now, noon, 3, and 6. We're giving away tickets, and everyone who wins 3-day passes for Sold Out Coachella is also on the standby boarding list to see any band playing Coachella anywhere in the world that they're playing this year, which I still think is maybe one of the best prizes ever, you guys.
That's pretty strong.
I'm not going to lie. You can go see Bastille in New Zealand if that's your choice. I mean, assuming they're playing there. So this time around, we're looking for Radiohead fans at 1-800-520-1067. Is this game easy, Kevin? I don't remember.
It's the hardest game in the world, too. The revenge of the game, Die Harder Electric Boogaloo. If you thought words were hard, wait till you try music. This time, it's personal.
Mr. Announcer Man, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
All right, so we got the phones stacked with Radiohead fans. What are you going to be asking them to do this time around?
We'll be playing for them a portion of a Radiohead song. All they need to do is identify that song and they'll win.
Now, that's very
easy. Sounds
easy.
Oh, wait a minute, almost I forgot. They'll be backwards.
that sounds more difficult.
It's the hardest game, too.
Okay. All right. Who's our first contestant today?
First up is Tiffany. She's from Long Beach, and she's a police officer. Frisk me.
Hey, Tiffany.
Hello.
Welcome to the hardest game, too. You ready?
I guess so.
All right. Okay. All right. Here we go.
It just occurred to me that all Radiohead songs sound the same, forwards as backwards. What do you think there, Tiffany?
Maybe They're There.
That's optimistic.
All right, not a great start, but we'll move on. Who's next, Mr. Announcer Man?
Next up is Ramon. He's from Los Angeles, and he's an optician. See what I did there?
You're for a look to see.
What's happening? Turn your radio down, Ramon.
Hey, good morning, party people. What up?
How are you?
Go Raiders!
Right?
Simon, let's make it happen. What's up?
Okay.
Ramon's on a schedule, Kevin. Get to it.
All right, take it easy. Here's your song. All right, Ramon.
Yes, sir.
What song is that?
High Plastic Tree?
Yes!
Did you say High Woo-hoo! Plastic Tree?
I heard yeah. High Plastic Trees.
He sure is.
I mean, I guess we get that to
close
him.
Close enough.
Close enough. Okay.
I think so. All right,
he makes man. The call.
Luck. Come on. Remote, he got 2 out of 3, and that ain't bad, right?
Baking meatloaf. Next up is Luke from Long Beach. He's a balloon artist. Not a real job.
Hey, Luke.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Luke, are you extremely busy today for Valentine's Day? Do people send balloons to their significant others?
You know, not too many do.
Oh, okay. Luke.
I would think this would be one of your big days, but it doesn't sound like
it. He makes the call.
All right, you know what we're doing. You know how it works. Here's your radio answer. That's evil, man.
Wow.
Radiohead song title is?
I'm going to go with Karma Police.
Sorry, that's Creep.
But I'm a creep.
All right. Ramon's not looking so bad now, is he, you guys?
Luke is so busy today. Next up is Brad. He's from Studio City. He's in casting. Mr. Radio Announcer Man is available for work.
Hey, Brad.
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What up? I mean, different feature, but okay. You ready for your song?
Do it.
Here you go.
Burn the Witch?
Sorry, that's There There.
This game is hard.
It's not easy. Mr. Announcer Man.
0 for 4.
Tell you that.
Next up is Rigo. He's from Los Angeles. He sells things.
Hey, Rigo.
Good morning, handsome folks.
Wow. Just got sexy in here.
I think Rigo's way high.
I think so, too.
All right, Rigo, are you ready?
Ready.
Here you go.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah. That's High and Dry.
Oh, my. Wait.
Did you think that was.
Oh.
It's Karma Police.
All right, cheers.
I don't know what's happening now.
What's happening?
How about one more, Mr. Downstream? What do you think?
How about Ernie in Mission Viejo? He's a gym manager. Are you with me?
Hey, Ernie.
Hey, good morning.
All right, are you ready for your song?
Yep.
Here you go.
Karma
Police.
Oh!
Oh. It's actually the last one. It was High and Dry.
In general, if
I
we say...
I thought that's what we were doing now. I'm sorry.
Just getting excited over wrong answers now. Right.
I thought that was the new thing.
Well, apparently Ramon is the only person who was able to identify his Radiohead song, so I think Ramon, ladies and gentlemen, just won himself tickets to go to Coachella!
Yeah, baby.
Way to go, Ramon. Way to get 2 out of 3.
Way to get close enough for Bean, Ramon.
Thanks, Mr. Announcer Man.
Goodbye.
LA NOC's Alternative Rock. This is the world famous K-Rock at 9:34. That song does sound better forwards than backwards, I think.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Do I remember correctly, or was that the first dance song at Kevin's wedding or something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was the dance.
Creep.
Thing. He danced there with his wife.
That's a romantic song.
It is. It's all about being a creep.
It is.
How romantic creeps are.
It's about... This is real?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was this his first real. Dance song with his wife, Creep. Yeah.
I will explain to you why.
Because
if
you
listen... We don't need to. All right. We're good.
It really speaks for itself, and she picked it, right?
So many levels.
9:36, time for our final look at the showbiz beat for a Tuesday morning Kevin Abid show. What's going on?
Well, you know, there aren't a lot of romantic songs. That's the problem.
Right.
Very few songs about love and romance. So what are your choices, really? It's Creep and Rock Lobster, I think.
That's about it.
You can go with. Other than that, I mean, what else do you got? Hey, Long Beach. How you doing? How's your Civic Center treating you? Well, I love it. Because this weekend... at the Long Beach Convention Center. It's going to be Long Beach Comic Expo.
Yay!
Mm-hmm. Goddamn right. We're giving away passes. 2-day passes. The whole weekend you can spend out there at the Long Beach Comic Expo, which is awesome, by the way. I've been often. And it's a lot of fun. Comic books, cosplay, action figures, and so much more. If you'd like to go, I'm going to give you a little trivia question. If you can answer it, if you're a true comic geek, you can get a pair of two-day passes for the Long Beach Comic Expo. Four lucky winners. The first four who answer this question correctly and call into 1-800-520-1067 will get a pair of your passes. Here is your trivia question. You know, everybody loves Batman and Robin.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just this weekend, the Lego Batman movie was a huge hit. Robin and Batman teaming up together. And everybody knows that Robin was Dick Grayson. Child acrobat. Dick was taken under the wing by Bruce Wayne and then became Robin the Boy Wonder.
Right.
He was a child acrobat?
Of course he was. With the Flying Graysons, Allie. Everybody knows that.
Be ridiculous. Don't you know anything?
Sheesh. Which circus did they perform with? Kevin, you know this one, right?
Ring Barnum and Bailey.
The Ring Barnum and Bailey.
Whoever that is.
No, it was the Haley Circus.
Right, the Haley Circus.
Haley.
Also known as, right.
So he was Robin, but he was just the first in a long line of Robins. What was the secret identity of Robin number two? Robin number two, right now, 1-800-520-1067. First four callers through with the right answer get a pair of passes to the Long Beach Comic Expo.
Vin Diesel.
Happening,
Vin Diesel.
Happening this weekend at the Long Beach Convention Center.
Cisco.
All right.
Biggie Smalls is the illest.
Let's take a look at the news. Katy Perry taking shots at Britney Spears.
Oh, this is ugly.
While walking the red carpet at the Grammy Awards, she was talking to someone on the red carpet about why she had sort of been out of the public eye for a few years. And she said that she was taking some time off to sort of deal with some issues, sort of a mental health vacation. And they asked her how she was doing, and she said, well, I'm fantastic. I haven't shaved my head yet.
Oh, shit, here we go. It's on. Race war. Race war's on, everybody. It's going down. Shit is going down. Race war. Come on. Race war.
She said she's saving that for a public breakdown. So, people are upset because they're saying, oh, it's not fair. You're taking shots at Britney Spears, who famously shaved her head and went crazy and started beating up SUVs with umbrellas and what happened.
Oh, leave Britney alone.
Is that an awful thing to say?
Well, I think the consensus was that she was mentally ill at the time and therefore is off limits to making fun of her.
Crazy like a fox. You know why she shaved her head?
Tell me.
So that her hair couldn't be tested for drugs. They can do testing on your hair, see what drugs are in your system after a certain number of time by testing your hair. Because it stays in the cells even after your hair grows out.
Is this truth, what you're telling us?
Truth.
Fake truth?
Truth.
Okay.
Truth.
You got this from Breitbart?
Truth.
It's science.
Science. That's why she shaved her head.
But what about the like you said, the smashing the SUV with a golf club or whatever that was? That wasn't to get out of a drug test.
You haven't
that
beat
was
up a car once in a while in your life? I have.
It was an umbrella, I believe. Was that what it was? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we give her the benefit of the doubt that she was really, really troubled and going through a bad, bad time. And maybe let's not make fun of that. You know what I mean?
I think if someone asks you about your mental health and you say, I haven't shaved my head yet, in the context of being a public person and having a public breakdown, that's a reference that everybody gets. Yeah. I don't think it was a personal slam. She was talking about the phenomenon of having breakdowns in the public.
Look,
I'm
not saying she should be hanged over it. I'm saying I understand where the sensitivity comes from other people. Look, Katie, she's so hot she can say whatever she wants. I love her. I don't care. Okay. But I get where people are coming from. I don't necessarily.
Bean can make us all wish we were on a different team.
In the shortest
crazy
amount of time.
He's like the PewDiePie of K-Rock. Hey, Jimmy Kimmel. Our friend Jimmy Kimmel. Last night had Rachel Lindsay on his television program. Announced that she is going to be the star of the next season of The Bachelorette. First time in the show's history, they're going to have an African-American Bachelorette.
I like her.
She's great. And a lot of people are very happy that she was chosen, not just because she's African-American and that show could use a little diversity, but because she's really lovable and smart and beautiful. So she's going to be a good choice. So Jimmy's just tearing it up because that was last night. Tonight, Jimmy has Mariah Carey on television for the first time since her public meltdown.
Sweet.
So I hope he asks her all about how Dick Clark tried to sabotage her career from the grave or whatever her plan was. She'll be performing her latest single, I Don't.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
And George Siegel's getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this morning at 11:30 a.m. You guys watching the Goldbergs?
I do from time to time. It's a very good show.
Agreed.
It's awesome.
I don't see it every week, but when I see it, I like it.
And he plays Pops, of course, on that show, and he's terrific on it. But he's been an actor for 57 years.
Wow.
And he is finally getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. David Spade will be along to help induct him. He'll be speaking. They did Just Shoot Me Together, another very funny show. And Kevin Smith will also be on hand speaking about George. They just worked together on the Goldbergs. Smith just directed one. They hit it off famously. So if you're a fan of George Siegel's, you want to see his get his star, 11:30 a.m., just outside the Pacific Theater.
He is the founder of ISIS.
He isn't. And we were just talking about the Grammys a little while ago. Looks like they have solved the mystery of why James Hetfield's microphone wasn't working at the Grammys.
Ah. Was there a mystery? I thought it was just a mistake.
No, it was a mystery because it was working at the sound check Sunday before the live show. Everything was fine.
Right.
So what happened? Well, the Recording Academy says one of the onstage dancers stepped on the mic cord and pulled it from its input.
Honestly, I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often. There's so many moving parts on that show.
So somebody simply pulled a plug.
Yep.
It happens, man.
Happened to be on the only part of the show that was rock.
Yeah.
So that
well, at least they fixed it quickly.
And Laverne Cox also apologized for not mentioning Metallica when she was doing the introduction of Metallica.
Yeah, she mentioned Lady Gaga.
She did mention Lady Gaga, yeah. So there's a lot went wrong in that moment. But
and there were the masterminds behind the Bowling Green Massacre.
And also they killed all those people in the bowling alley.
I don't think that's true.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Freddie Highmore is 25 years old today. Simon Pegg's 47. Teller is 69. And Rob Thomas, Matchbox singer Rob Thomas, is 45 years old today. He also worked with Santana. Remember when they were
this life, oh,
yeah, that's right.
Song needs your commentary?
Oh, yeah, it does. Can't help it. Can't help but join in when you hear Smooth.
Yeah, it's just like the ocean.
All right, everybody, take your pants off.
What?
Take your pants off.
What? Huh?
It's a pants-off song.
I didn't know it was a
pants-off
song.
An underwear song. Okay. You know when you all sit around with your friends in your underwear when you're watching TV?
I heard that.
This is one of those songs. This is, yeah, when you listen to the song with friends, you just all get down to your skivvies.
That's not happening.
I think that Smooth was the... Get your fun fact jingle up. I think that Smooth was the number one song of that year that it came out. What was it, 2008? The biggest hit of the whole year.
That was Beans!
Fun fact.
Do we have an answer to my trivia question? I think
yes, we do.
Felix in Koreatown may have the right answer. Who was the second Robin to Batman, Felix?
That was Jason Todd.
Jason Todd, of course.
Of course.
Who came to a sad ending, actually. Allie, you remember what happened to Jason Todd?
Yeah, he was flying and hit that building. It was awful.
No, he was beaten with a crowbar by the Joker.
Oh, my God.
And blown up.
That's awful.
And died. And then came back to life, so don't feel too bad. Will in Huntington Beach. Also, Louie. And Joe are all got the correct answer. They'll be going to the Long Beach Comic Expo this weekend.
A lot of dudes.
Felix, hold on. We're going to give you all the details. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. This was a success.
It was a success. Jason Todd later became Kevin, of course.
Captain America.
Nope. The Red Hood.
The Red Hood.
Yeah.
Also known as Captain America.
Nope.
Fought the Green Lantern.
Right. No, he did not.
Yep. A little bit.
Fought Batman. Then became a good guy.
Wait.
It's very complicated. Yes, well, if you were beaten to death by the Joker and blown up, and then your former partner just sort of like said whatever and moved on, wouldn't you be a little cheesed off when you came back to life?
I would. Why is Batman a dick?
Right, that's what Red Hood wanted to know.
Ah.
Right?
Right.
Don't get me started on Hush.
Hush.
Why do some people tune out? They don't. The comic fans are just, they're calling their friends and telling them to tune in. We're gaining listeners. Bye.
And to drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour random act of helpfulness from the SoCal helpful Honda dealers tomorrow morning. I know we said this morning. Remember when we said, hey, Bill Burr's going to be here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our fake news, okay? You say things and then they don't. It's just not true. It's not what they're doing. And you're not to be believed.
We may have lied today.
You're the CNN of radio, Kevin.
But tomorrow, Bill Burr's going to be here.
Okay. And you expect people to fall for that again?
Yes.
Wrong. No puppet.
Also, WWE tickets. We've got your tickets for Coachella, and we've got Bob Odenkirk. Plus, it's Wednesday, so it's the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.